Good afternoon. I'm Ted Hayes, and the name of the program is Ted Hayes Remembers. In recent days, we've heard about the Lilly Scholars in our area. This year, the winners from both Stark and Pulaski counties are from the North Judson-Sampier school system. Since 1998, when Willie Runkle was named as the first Lilly Scholar in Stark County, 30 graduates from here have had full tuition and annual book stipends to attend Indiana colleges or universities, with their tuition and books paid in full. What a great program, and what a great investment. What type of student is a Lilly Scholar? Well, I took my microphone over to NJSP this week to find out. Here is Jessica Yakim and Andrew Frazier. Something that I was thinking about as I was driving over here, at what point do you make a concerted decision to accentuate your studies and to set it into some kind of routine? Jessica first.
Well, in third grade, I began my interest in writing. I got my first journal, and ever since then I've loved to write in journals. I have 52 of them now. I started writing short stories in fourth grade on my grandma's computer every day after school, and ever since then I've just developed my passion for writing. Neither one of my parents went to a four-year school, and my mom had the potential to, and she had the opportunity, but she wanted to stay home, and now she kind of regrets that. She wishes she would have gone away to school, and so I decided that that's what I want to do. I want to make sure I take every opportunity that comes my way.
Andrew, what about you? At what point did you decide to make studies a priority in your life?
Oh, man, ever since I started school, my parents were a big influence on me. They taught me to work hard and to always give everything my best effort, and all of my coaches that have coached me throughout my entire athletic career have taught me to just work hard at everything I do. And going through elementary school and middle school, I realized I had a talent for math and science. And in high school that I really progressed on this talent, and I feel that chemistry is my best subject. And in college, I will pursue a degree in chemistry and eventually get into dental school.
Do you feel a responsibility to younger students here at North Judson-Sampier?
I definitely do. I almost feel like I hope that I inspire people to dream big. North Judson is a great place to live, I think, and to grow up, but there's nothing wrong with dreaming big and wanting to see the rest of the world, and I hope that I inspire people younger than me in that way. And also, you don't have to try to mold yourself to fit into any certain group. You don't have to try to be something you're not. You should always just be yourself, and you'll get farther in life being your own person. And I hope I inspire the underclassmen.
What about you, Andrew? Do you feel a responsibility to younger students?
Yeah, I feel it's a great responsibility being a role model in the community. I take a lot of pride in that, and being a role model to my younger cousins and younger classmates, it really, I take a lot of pride in that, just being the best I can be, and someday they'll realize that anyone can go anywhere if they put their mind to it, and it's a big world, and there's a lot of opportunities out there, and if you just set your mind to it, you can go anywhere.
I want to thank Andrew and Jessica for being my guests today. They are Lilly Scholars from Stark and Pulaski counties, and I think that you would agree they are fine representatives of the program. We at WKVI salute Jessica and Andrew for their study habits, character, moral fiber, and all-around positive example to those around them. And to those listeners who have supported the community foundations in whatever county you might live in, thank you for recognizing the need to help further the educational endeavors of those chosen each year as Lilly Scholars. Well, that's Ted Hayes Remembers for today. Have yourself a good weekend, and I'll see you back here next Friday.